qualified patients, and those are patients that have to be in the district here suffering from HIV/AIDS, cancer, glaucoma, and severe muscle spasm conditions like MS, are eligible. And so those folks will have to, you know, go through a process in which they get a card from the Department of Health, and then they have to choose a dispensary, and they can choose any of the dispensaries. And they come to the door, they show a safety personnel their ID. That's the first check. Then they get buzzed in. Once buzzed in, there'll be a receptionist. And at the receptionist desk, their ID gets checked against a database that the Department of Health will provide for us. At that point, they can, you know, take a seat in our waiting area, you know, read some literature, you know, talk amongst themselves, whatnot. And then the dispensary is right to the side, you know, proper, the dispensary proper, and they'll be buzzed in there, and then they'll be able to select from, you know, between 6 and 8 different strains that our cultivation experts selected, you know, specifically for the medicinal properties, and you know, simply make the transaction and go along their way. There will be no smoking on the premises. By DC law, the patients have to return immediately home. They or their caregivers have to return immediately home with the medicine and consume it only at their home and or at a medical facility that allows for such things. We'll be selling it, you know, broken down into what, you know, was referred to as 1/4 ounces, half ounces, ounces, even 1/8 of an ounce, and there'll be, you know, pre-rolled, you know, type of, you know, medical marijuana cigarettes available. As far as accessories in our accessories room, yes, we will be selling, you know, water pipes and vaporizers and pipes, you know, rolling papers, all the traditional, you know, items that folks use when titrating medical marijuana. There's a 2-ounce limit per month, and that was, you know, by law. That any patient could possibly receive. Of course, they'll get their recommendation from their doctors, and the doctor will recommend an adequate amount for that patient and their particular condition.